Good afternoon, Lucas. It's great to have you on the Sideline View.
Hi, happy to be here. Thanks for getting me on.
Oh, absolute pleasure, mate. I often speak to people from Football Federation St Eurasia, and it's great to catch up with the coach of Mildura City. Gee whiz, you guys are the giant killers at the moment, aren't you?
It's definitely been that way. I think we're having a great season so far.
Lucas, how long you've taken over from Simon Trenbarth this year? You told me off air that you've been in the coaching game a long time. Have you coached at senior level before?
I've coached senior level sort of once before when I was a senior coach at Three Colours when I first moved to Mildura. And before that, I've taken on development squads like under 18s and squads in the NPL, and also a development squad in when I was playing over in Germany as well.
Put you on the spot a little bit. When you first take on a coach's job and you go to your first session, how nervous are you?
Oh, well, it's always... it's one of those things where you always want to make sure that you start on the right foot with the players and everything like that.
Yep.
Obviously, the advantage, I'm still playing in the squad, and I've been with the squad for a number of years now. And over the last... year, I did support Simon Trenbarth, the previous coach, and George over the last couple of seasons with a few training sessions. So the boys were somewhat accustomed to me. But
yep,
this year, I've more taken the reins of really the way we're setting up and the way we're doing it all. And I've also got George Moraitis, who's helping me as well, being my eyes and ears on the sideline. And we're definitely doing a lot in collaboration.
So you as someone that's been around the squad a long time and already done a bit of, you know, helping Simon out, you already had that respect there anyway, Lucas. So it's a big start, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is, and I am one of I am the oldest player on the squad. So, I've let my feet do the talking in the past with my playing ability.
Yep.
I think that's helped in earning the respect of the players, and I do have a bit of football knowledge behind me, which definitely helps. And my main thing is when I play, I do like to win, but also I like to have a lot of fun. So I think that's really, hopefully that's coming across to the boys as well. And I think, the results sort of speak for themselves a little bit.
Yeah, I think if you're having fun, the results will look after themselves, won't they? If you're having fun out in the soccer pitch or having fun at training and you got a good squad, it normally flows over into wins, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Question, soccer players, last time I researched athletes, soccer players were almost the fittest athletes on earth. And it doesn't surprise me the amount of running you got to do in soccer or football, as some people call it. I call it soccer, football, it doesn't really matter. It's a great game. When did Mildura City hit the park for pre-season, and how much running do you do pre-season, Lucas?
I'm very much of the new age type of coaches, so we didn't do a lot of running or any, if any specific running at all.
Yep.
We hit the park early January, or mid January, so we didn't have too much of a big pre-season before we had our first official hit out, because we decided to join the FA Cup.
Yep.
Which is the cup. Definitely those early games helped us in fitness for the league. And we did play a bit of summer sevens in the lead up to before Christmas, which also just kept the legs ticking over.
Yeah.
So while we had a bit of a break, we had a bit more of a social sort of fun kick about. So we weren't starting from absolute zero at the start of pre-season.
So you're looking for, instead of just running the legs off everyone in a pre-season, you're looking to get out on the pitch and actually get match fitness.
That's the plan. So there's a difference between running fitness and football fitness. And,
absolutely.
You've got to be able to run out of game, and the misconception is soccer is a big running sport. Yeah, absolutely. You do plenty of Ks. Average would be anywhere between 7 to 10 Ks for most players per game.
But you've got to think a lot too, Lucas.
But the sport really is in bursts. The way it's sort of deemed by the scientists is you do a burst every 30 seconds, so a 6-second, 10-second burst every 30 seconds. So it's more of a sprinting game rather than a long-distance endurance game, and that's sort of, I guess, my approach is everything that I coach and teach is related. How does that relate back to match day?
Well, the FA Cup that you decided that Mildura City competed in pre-season, that was played in fairly hot, arid conditions, wasn't it?
Well, the game definitely that we played in Mildura was, and yeah. When we did go down to Melbourne, we played on a synthetic field, which most of the players have never played before, so it was a change of circumstances or conditions for the players. And the one we played in Mildura, we had a great hit out, and when we went into the knockout round into down in Melbourne, we played a very highly competitive team in a higher division, so it was a real good test for us, and we were competitive, and they had started pre-seasons in November, so and we played in, I think, early February, so they had three and a bit months on us, and we'd only done about 4 or 5 weeks, so that was, I think, the difference in it. But now that we're in our stage of the season where we're start of or second game of round two,
yep.
We've got a three-round season, really. We've played everybody three times. I think we're definitely at that level where we want to be, that we can just continue on, maintain and push for the rest of the year.
It'd be interesting to see what you do in that FA Cup competition at this time of the year once you've got a good basis. Good fitness base behind you in a few games. It'd be interesting to see what Mildura City be capable of.
Oh, I wish that, but it is knockout, so we are out of the competition. Yeah. So for us, it's a great hit out at the start of the season to be competitive, find where we're at in, compared to teams from outside the region. But for us, it's obviously the goal is to go as far as we can, and we definitely made it further than we have before. But our main focus is definitely on the local league, the pre-season cup, and our plan is to get into the final series. So we're out in front of on top of the table at the moment. So I would say very much I'd expect us to be somewhere like there at the end of the season.
Well, that was my next question, Lucas. You're on top of the table at the moment. You got to make that final series. You know, I'll be honest with you. You're not going to miss the final series, I don't think. Who do you think's going to join you in there?
Well, there's The rest of the clubs, they all have different ways of going about it, and they can be dangerous in their own different ways.
Yep.
And on the day, and it's been proven to show, but if you're looking at the results, that they've all been beating each other. So, and we've always had different games against everybody, and now that they have all played us once, they may change their tactics when they play against us the next time.
Yep.
So really, the way I see it for us for the rest of the season, we've still got to go out and do the business and keep competing. As the season's not over, while we're undefeated at the moment, we still have to go out there and perform.
It's a tough one, isn't it? When you're sitting on the top of the ladder undefeated and you've got the target on your back with every other club, you know, every other club lifts and they go to another standard when they play. You guys only got to be a little bit off tap for that day, and you're going to find yourself in a contest, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. And I think the beauty of where we are at as a team is we all are striving to win that championship at the end of the year.
Yep.
And we've got some young players that we've been able to bring through the ranks that from our under-16s and give them opportunity. And for them, they've still got that fire in the belly that they've never won it before. So for us, it's very much where that's for the older players is keep the younger players going. And for us, it's making sure that we just go out there, do our part, and if we do our part the way we've set up, we'd be going very confidently into most games.
Excuse me, I had a I'm a pretty big sports fan myself. Obviously, I played football and cricket and that back in the day, and that's probably why I host a sports show. But I had a gentleman ask me the other day, is there any chance that the Football Federation of St Rasia would ever look at a night grand final now that you got the pitch down there with lights? And I said, I tell you what, next time I speak to someone from the Federation, I'll ask him, because that sounds to me like it could be a really good idea and turn it into a hell of a night out.
Oh, I would, if that was the opportunity, I would love it to be. There was a night game a couple of weeks ago, and there was a fantastic turnout between, I think, Three Colours and Arimple that played. So I think those night games are always very desirable because it's something different, and there's usually only the one game on, so the other clubs, they come down and have a watch as well, which brings an extra crowd. And just the atmosphere around a night game is just second to none as well. So I think it's one of those things us as players always keep pushing.
Yep.
But it is in the Federation's hands on making the decision of whether it's a night game. So hopefully the people above do hear the shout-out for a night final.
Yeah, well, it would be... I think it would make a great spectacle. You've got a great complex down there now, and I think it would put... I think it would put Football Federation St Rasia in front of everyone's face here in St Rasia that, in a lot of ways, you're one of St Rasia's best-kept secrets in sport, although I know a lot about you, and I just think it would help put it right out there in the forefront of everybody if you went to a night series. I think it'd be fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. It just the atmosphere is great. Usually the conditions, especially sort of September, October, when we play, the nighttime conditions are fantastic. It's just at that borderline where the temperature's just perfect to play, and, well, it gets more people down to the ground, and it becomes a bit more of an event rather than just another game.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be a great idea. You're about to kick off round two. Who have you got this weekend?
We're playing Arimple Knights at their home ground. So we do have a home and away series with them. So we're not playing at Aeros this week.
Yep.
So it's always a good time to go down to their club. And there's a bit of a rivalry between the clubs, so these turn out always to be great fixtures.
I was about to say, they're traditional rivals, you and Arimple Knights. That should be a pretty good game.
Yeah, and even over the last few years, they've always been great games. Very competitive, so it's always... Arimple is a tough opponent, so they definitely don't go out there. They put up a fight. It's up to our boys now to soldier on. And if we play the way we have been playing and play our game, I would hope we can get a great result on Sunday.
Mate, it's been great to catch up with you on the program. I promise you it will not be the last time. Let's hope that round two and round three goes pretty good at Mildura City and you make that final series and... Yeah, you're somewhere around the mark where you wanted to be pre-season at the end of it all, at Lucas. I think you got a very good shot at doing it.
No, absolutely. Well, we're on top. So the plan definitely for the team and for the club is to stay there and finish there.
Exactly right, Lucas. It's been great catching up with you. Thanks for joining me on the program.
No worries. Thanks for having me.